Well, we're in the midst of summer driving season. These are the days for long car trips to great getaway spots and also just the routine trips to the grocery store or the gas station. Parents of teenaged children know the talks they have with their kids as they get behind the wheel for the first time, but there's another conversation experts say families should be having. This one is with older loved ones who may be reaching a time when they should no longer be driving. A national in-home senior care franchise is sponsoring a program to help families initiate that conversation. I'm joined today by Wynn Esterline, the owner of Home Instead Senior Care of East Lansing. Wynn, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, it's an interesting and challenging topic. Is there a right time for families to talk with their elderly loved ones about stopping driving or driving less,
sure,
at least?
Yeah. You know, there is no perfect time. You know, there are certainly some signals that we should be aware of when spending time with our older loved ones that may give us some indications that, you know, maybe that conversation needs to be had.
But that's just, I guess, the time boils down to, I guess every situation is slightly different,
I would imagine. It is.
And
one of the things, I've been, you know, in the home care business for 16 years and gone through this with grandparents. And, you know, what's so challenging about it and to have this conversation is uncomfortable. And, you know, I hear oftentimes the children say, you know, it's my parent and I don't want to, the role reversal can be very challenging. But when you see the time, you know, when they start to have some medical conditions, if they have macular degeneration or some of these things that are going to impair their vision. There's also with, you know, cognitive impairments with dementia. These are some real, these are really blatant, signs that,
right,
that we need to be having this conversation.
How should the topic be raised? What advice would you have for an adult?
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter how you do it, you need to say it with love. You know, you need to come from a place that you really love them. You're more concerned about their well-being as well as the others on the road. And you know, I think just having, you know, a cup of coffee, having a conversation with them. And what some of the statistics have come back with some of the surveys that we've done at Home Instead is that the reality is once we have the conversation, it actually decreases their anxiety because they're concerned as well, but they don't want to talk about it.
But still, I'm sure there are situations where families encounter resistance.
Well, there is no question. My grandfather, just a very quick story.
Sure.
He would tell me, you know, when you take my keys, you might as well just put me in the grave.
Oh, boy.
You know, the loss of that,
yeah,
independence,
freedom,
and that,
sure,
freedom, you know, is really difficult. But once we start the conversation, and we don't have to, it's not an automatic, we're going to take the keys and you can no longer drive. If we wait too long, that's the conversation.
Can you wean an older person from driving when that, I mean, is there a process here as opposed to a drop dead, bad choice of word,
right,
drop dead date?
Yeah. I think as a family, you need to put a plan in place and starting that conversation and just saying, you know, maybe we should not drive at night. You know, let's start with,
right,
not driving,
okay,
at night. And then there's other times where, you know, let's stay away from rush hour or let's stay away from, you know, campus when the kids are coming back or the kids are leaving when it's really hectic.
Yeah.
You know, those are different things. And also maybe even saying, you know, go to the grocery, which is just down the road, but we don't want to be driving, across town. Some of those things. And when we're having this conversation, we want to create another option for them. So if they do want to go across town or across state or to their cabin up north, you know, maybe family can, rally around and go with them and do the driving. You also, there's services out there where we're all hectic and with our jobs and, you know, mom and dad's doctor's appointments right smack dab in the middle of the day. And, you know, you can call, you know, Home Instead Senior Care and we can arrange to have somebody come and pick them up, take them in, you know, which is different than a taxi. You know, taxi is a curb to curb. But if you have a service like Home Instead Senior Care, we're going to go in, you know, to the home, help them get around, get in the car, go with them into the doctor's office, you know, so that it can be a little bit easier with them, or easier for them, rather.
We're talking about ways for families to start the conversation with their elderly loved ones about easing them off the roads. And when the time is right, my guest is Wynn Esterline, owner of Home Instead Senior Care in East Lansing. We're talking about a national program called Let's Talk About Driving. What are, let's go a little bit deeper
Sure.
here into these warning signs
Yes.
here that might indicate a problem.
Yeah, some of the warning signs is really about when you're riding in the vehicle with your loved one.
Hmm.
You know, it's really important, well, even before you get in the car, do a once around the car. And is there any dents, scrapes, things that may be obvious that maybe they have, you know...
And they're keeping it from you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, the thought, like my grandfather, you know, the
yeah.
thought of losing those keys is really scary.
Yeah.
Other things is, you know, when you're with them, you know, are they increased like, irritation, you know, because of, you know, always blaming the other driver or something along those lines is, you know, maybe something's not quite right. And also their judgment, you know, turning left, you know. Maybe, you know, you're wondering, oh boy, you know, that was a poor choice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things are some of the warning signs that you want to be really aware of.
I imagine that presenting alternatives could be persuasive in situations like this. What are some of those alternatives that somebody might put out on the table just to soften this a little bit?
Yes, it is critically important to make sure that you're still allowing them to be as independent as possible. You know, you still want my grandmother, she had her Friday hair appointment, and by gosh, if she were to miss that, you know, the sky would be falling. So we want to make sure that we make sure that we have somebody that can take them to those things that are very important, still giving them that freedom to go to the hair, you know, go to get their hair done, go play bridge with the group of, you know, their friends that they've done forever. You want to maintain that independence and allowing them to continue to do all of those things that they have been, you know, doing.
We've just got less than
Sure.
a minute here, but I want to ask you one question that I just am really curious about. We're hearing lots more about new self-driving technologies
Yes.
in cars. Have you begun to process that? I mean, are there ways that can, are there, do you imagine ways in the future that technological advances that might enable older people to stay driving longer?
I think that is one of the best things that has happened for older adults. You know, a lot of times they have that, you know, that car they've had forever, but it doesn't have any of these assistive devices like, you know, the warning signs when you're parking or, you know, I just got a new vehicle and when I'm driving down the road and between the lines I get too close to one, my seat vibrates to tell me, hey, you're getting too close.
Right.
I think those different technologies, you know, do an upgrade, you know, to a vehicle that has some of these features, or also just see if you can have some of these put into their car. And I think that's going to allow them to be safer, independent on the road.
We have been discussing the national Let's Talk About Driving program. It's an initiative designed to help families talk with their elderly loved ones about transitioning them off the roads away from behind the wheel when the time is right. Wynn Esterline is the owner of Home Instead Senior Care in East Lansing. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you very much.